This is After Hours, a unique hour-long program of eclectic music, ranging in genres from smooth jazz to classical, from new age to show tunes, and from pop to bluegrass. I'm your host, Kevin Fenner. David Bowie was one of the most influential and prolific writers and performers of popular music, but he was much more than that. He was also an accomplished actor, a mime, and an intellectual. Born David Jones, he changed his name to Bowie in the 1960s to avoid confusion with the then well-known Davy Jones, lead singer of the Monkees. The 1960s were not a happy period for Bowie, who remained a struggling artist awaiting his breakthrough. He dabbled in many different styles of music without commercial success. It wasn't until 1969 that he finally achieved his commercial breakthrough with the song Space Oddity, which was released at the same time as the moon landing.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing
5,
countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition
1,
and may God's love
off.
Be with you.
Control to Major Tom, you've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
This is Major Tom to Ground Control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Here am I floating round my tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing I can do.
Spaceship knows which way to go. Tell my wife I love her very much. She knows.
Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom? Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Nothing I can do. Do, 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 do.
Later, in 1972, he released Ziggy Stardust, a concept album about a space-aged rock star. It was built around a central character and concerned with futuristic themes of Armageddon as well as more contemporary themes such as the destructiveness of success and fame. During his stage show, he became the character Ziggy, much to the delight of his fans.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band.
Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed a man, I had to break up the band.
In his next album, Starman, the music further defined Bowie's character as an out-of-this-world pop idol. Here's the title track.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that's so he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy.
Starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
We'll be right back. so you heard him too. Oh, oh. Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in.
There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children boogie.
You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRULP Huntley Community Radio. During this period, Bowie's music was characterized as glam rock. A real illustration of that type of music was the flip side of the Starman single, Suffragette City.
Take you this time.
In 1974, Bowie moved to the U.S. and tried to change his persona once again. He became the Thin White Duke at this point. This persona was far more conventional, but substantially more controversial because of Bowie's drug abuse and addiction during this period in Los Angeles. Despite all his problems using John Lennon as a collaborator, he released his first number one hit in the U.S., Fame. Lennon contributed backup vocals. After some controversial missteps, David Bowie realized that his life was out of control and moved to Germany in 1976 to clean up and revitalize his career. During his time in Germany, he released three albums that became known as the Berlin Trilogy. This track from the Sound second album is called Heroes and shows a decidedly different style than previous albums.
Galvanize.